This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:08 and it's Friday morning. And Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Our listeners are so fun.
What are they doing?
510 goes, does that mean you can swear on the podcast now? We don't know anything about it. There are no meetings have happened yet. The merger just went down. Right. We are now Entercom as of today.
And we have a million questions too, so don't you worry.
So let us work on
that. No one's more concerned than us about us. Yeah. So.
Over the course of the year, though, the truth is they've been like, don't talk about it.
Yep.
We can't talk about it. We don't have any answers for you. And that's been an ongoing theme. So today's the first day we can talk about it, and we don't have any answers.
We are Entercom.
From anybody.
Yeah.
I heard we have new emails.
Yeah,
very exciting.
It was supposed to start, I think, 12:01, and it didn't.
I've had to trim my email habit down to, you know, I haven't been able to get new email addresses for a while. So this is
well, every
exciting.
Time you get a new one, we're always like, oh.
Right, I know. So I haven't.
Now 16 different things pop up when.
Anyway. I'll have an Entercom address here very soon. Very exciting.
You can just keep forwarding me stuff. I might not get it. I never had a CBS one.
I know.
Yeah. I don't want all those emails.
I know. It's so silly.
Fun. You meant fun.
Yeah.
Silly, I said.
Yeah, no thanks.
I know, right?
Anyway,
anything it all important. Goes use down that today. Sorts it out for me. I have my people. Use that.
Right.
Sort it out for me. And
only send
it out.
You the stuff you really need to know.
Hey, Uzi, I don't have the USTN stuff in here.
Oh, shoot. Right here. I'll be right there.
Just read me the first one. No?
Let's see here. This part of the program is brought to us by IKEA.
All right. Every year around Christmas, before Christmas, we do a fundraiser. And for years, we've done Toys for Tots. This year, we have decided to change it up a little bit, and we are going to do what we can to help the North Bay rebuild. There's no one around here who doesn't know someone or hasn't had this happen to them specifically. Those fires were devastating. And I was listening to a report on CBS this morning, CBS News. It's already dropping off. Like the food banks are saying, you know, the glut of things that we were getting right as it was happening and in the couple weeks afterward, it was great. Like the generosity was huge. And now people have turned their attention elsewhere already.
Well, first of all, and this is one of the reasons why we sort of discussed making the change. First of all, we had a major tragedy in Houston. And then a major tragedy, another hurricane hits in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a big earthquake in Mexico. And then the fires happen. And by many people.
Puerto Rico, too.
Right.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. Sorry. Yeah. And so there many people are.
Did you mention the shooting?
Right.
I
didn't mention the shooting. No. And so it's been a rough year for sure. So I think that it's been hard for people who have
absolutely.
Given. They find themselves at a point where they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't. So I do feel like. We should get some pictures up of some of the burned out areas just to remind people. Mm. I know that seems maybe like pandering, but we should probably remind people that
right up the street.
If you're not driving through it, you don't see it. And it's easy for it to be out of mind.
Right.
But entire neighborhoods are flat.
6,000 families are without homes. It's devastating, and it's going to take years and billions of dollars to recover. So we're going to do our small part, and we hope that you'll help us to do this. We're partnering with Tipping Point this year, Tipping Point Community and the Bay Club, to help our neighbors recover from the fires in the North Bay. So Friday, December 1st, we're going to be broadcasting live from two Bay Club locations. We're doing a North Bay and a South Bay. You're in Los Gatos. I think it's you, Human, and Bryn. Yuzette and I will be in Corte Madera at the Bay Club in the town center, and we'll have Vaughn with us, and Johnny Mosley's going to come by.
Right.
So if you want to come say hi, you can do that. Come by, have a little coffee and breakfast, say hi, take a picture, and write a check or empty a piggy bank or, you know, whatever. Well, any amount will help. Again, we know everybody's got their hand out right now. As you just mentioned, there have been tragedies nonstop since what feels like the end of September.
Been a rough year.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've got our hand out too, and we're doing it for us right here in the Bay Area.
And I don't think that we have any expectations. So it's whatever you can give is great, and we'll turn it straight over, and there won't be any profit on anybody's part. It'll just go all straight 100%. To the people who need it. And, it, you know, if we raise $10,000, great.
Yep. If we raise $10 million, greater. Right. So be generous with us if you possibly can. If you cannot join us on the first in one of these two locations, we realize that's, you know, it's a big Bay Area. You can visit tippingpoint.org/Alice and make a donation as part of our fundraiser. And you can also text the word Alice to 20222, and that's a $25 donation. So two more ways that you
and
can.
And when does that start?
That, I believe, is happening right now.
Let me take a look.
Yes.
So what do I text?
Text the word Alice to 20222. And that's an automatic $25 donation. So we'll be talking more about this. We're off next week, so I'm not sure how much you'll hear about this next week, but this is going to be at the end of the week that we come back. So it's, I think, 2 weeks from today, Vinny. So December 1st, mark your calendars. Hopefully we'll, you know, get a chance to see you. Did it do it? Did it do 20?
To complete your $25 donation to Tipping Point, reply with the 5-digit billing zip code. No problem.
All right.
So I'll not say that out loud.
Yes. Well, it's pretty easy. So text the word Alice to 20222 and you'll donate $25 automatically. All right, there's that. And we'll be talking more about that. And I believe all the details are now up at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah.
Boy, they are on top of this.
Boom. Done.
Nice, Vinny.
I got a text back that says, this number made a purchase on 11/17 at 6:15 a.m. from Mobile Giving Foundation for $25.
Great. It's easy. Took you, what, 30 seconds to do that?
Done.
Cool.
$25. We listen, if you do it, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Are we going to be able to get those totals, like what we raised through the text and through the tipping point? I'd love to be able to tell people how much we collectively came up with. I think that's nice.
I don't
nice.
Know if we'll be able to get that.
Break those out specifically.
On that day, but probably the following week we will be able to.
And we also look forward to hearing from Tipping Point about how they spend our money. I would love to hear, you know, what organization, because they're almost like a vetting organization.
Yeah.
They find the funds that are going to help the people specifically in need. So I look forward to hearing how they spend your money. Okay, let's do some celebrity trash. It's brought to you by Westfield SF Center. Hashtag how do you holiday. So Yuzette and Hooman are going to be there for the tree lighting.
And Bryn.
Oh, and Bryn, too.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Hey, Bryn.
That's the day before our big donation day.
Oh, that'll be Thursday the 30th.
Correct.
So this tree, as I understand it, Vinny, have you been to the Westfield Center? It has that big dome at the top. When you're in the center of it, you can look straight up, and it's a beautiful building.
This is the place right here downtown.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
On Market.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. So they hang the tree upside down from the dome. So it's this huge, am I correct? It's like an inverted Christmas tree.
Correct.
So it's sort of visually spectacular and different from.
Why do I feel like I haven't seen that, but I go to that mall all the time?
You know, I want to say that we did a PayPal event there 7 years ago, and they had the tree up. And I remember, because as soon as you said it, I went, oh, yeah. Like they don't set it up, from the ground up. They hang it from the ceiling. And I think it was behind us in that. Because there's a huge, there's like a big well in the middle of it that goes right up to this atrium dome top. So it's super unique. You know, tell your kids it's an upside down Christmas and go and meet Yuzi, Bryn, and Hooman. That's happening on the 30th. Serena Williams got married. She married Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian in New Orleans last night. According to the Daily Mail, which is a tabloid.
And she's with baby, right?
She's the one who had the baby.
Oh, they had it already.
They did.
Okay.
Didn't they?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, I feel like they had the baby like in September. What was that? Did you just get a new message, Bryn?
Sounds like it.
I think I did, yeah.
People are joining you on the show, I guess. Good job on the show.
She did have the baby. Alexis is what she named the girl.
That's a tough name to name your kid these days. It's so close to the home friend.
The Amazon speaker.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Because anything that sounds remotely like the Amazon speaker's name, she wakes up and starts yapping.
Fires.
You're like,
that
please
thing
shut
off.
Up. Please, could you just shut up?
Huh.
So, according to the Daily Mail, they had a Beauty and the Beast themed wedding.
Okay.
No official photos have been released, but the Daily Mail has pictures of all the celebrities arriving for the ceremony, including Kim Kardashian, Ciara, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Eva Longoria, Kelly Rowland, and La La Anthony. Where do I know that name
Carmelo's.
From?
Well, she was a DJ here a long time ago, but Carmelo's...
Oh, she was on, like, Wild or something?
Yeah.
Oh, because she became a... I think she was a VJ, like on MTV.
But she started out as a DJ.
Right, and that's how she ended up getting connected or getting a high enough profile, I think, to meet up with Carmelo Anthony, who's one of the best basketballers and makes bank.
Did she wind up on one of those Basketball Wives or...
No, but...
I haven't watched Basketball Wives in a long time. I don't think she is, but they're kind of on and off right now.
The last story I heard was they were, I shouldn't say that. The big story was they were divorcing, and then I heard they walked it back.
Yeah. Mm. So it's kind of depending on what week it is.
Well, people, you know, they love their drama.
Hard for her to accept that her person keeps boning other women, and she
that is
hard. Goes back and forth between... I want to forgive you, and you did it again?
Yeah.
That can't be easy. I mean, if you have a certain standard of expectation that your person's not going to bone other people, that would be difficult to swallow.
If your expectation was, well, I'm just going to get cheated on all the time. And I'm fine with it. Come home to me. Isn't that Tom Jones's wife? He
Many
always came home to me.
People have somehow evolved to the point where that doesn't hurt their heart.
That is a good step forward in evolution. Good
I
for
guess.
Them, you know. New Edition members were there to supposedly to perform. Belle Biv DeVoe, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant were there. No Bobby Brown. Serena and Alexis got together in, Alexis Ohanian got together in 2015. They got engaged last December. She's 36, he's 34, and they gave, here it is, September 1st. She gave birth to their daughter, Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr. They made the little girl a junior.
That's
cute.
Funny.
So congratulations, Serena Williams. Sorry to hear this about Venus Williams. She was at the U.S. Open and her Florida mansion was ransacked while she was there. She
is the U.S. Open on now?
No, this is a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
I think this is, did they say the date?
Seems like bad weather. Yeah, I mean, that would be a bad time.
September, let's see. It happened sometime between September 1st and September 5th.
I believe that's in New York. The U.S. Open
is. The Open, yeah. This is her Florida mansion. So I guess while she was up there killing it, right up until she wasn't killing it. Somebody went down and just took about $400,000 worth of stuff.
Well, that's the reality some public figures deal with. I've always thought if either one of our people wanted to cheat on us, they certainly would know where we are.
Yeah, there are certain hours when they'd
the
be completely
they
safe. They could check
to make sure we're on and go, all right. It's on.
If we suspected, though, we'd have Bryn put on like a really realistic sounding best of show.
And then drive straight to the Motel 6
by
the airport.
I knew you'd be here. It's so low rent. Oh! Classless bastard. Anyway, sorry to Venus Williams. Sorry, you know, it's been a couple months and we hadn't heard about it. I hadn't heard about it before now, but that's a freaking bummer. And then there's a million pictures of the Williams sisters.
Is
there
that, I was going to ask you, and then as usual, I got sidetracked. Is that normal, the theme wedding?
You know, sometimes people do have a theme, but generally it's a color scheme and less of a, you know, Disney movie theme. Some people do it, though.
I see theme weddings on a show I watch called Four Weddings.
Oh.
And it's these four ladies that compete for a fabulous honeymoon.
Oh.
And
by having the most fabulous wedding.
Exactly. And they get judged on the food, on the decor. If there's a theme, they get judged on the dress, the ceremony itself. So I do see some theme stuff going
and
on.
And once in a while, some of that stuff will go viral. Like, I remember seeing recently, like, they had a zombie-themed wedding. Mm. Everyone was a zombie.
Theme? Yeah, so I could be, like, I could do a James Bond theme and
absolutely.
Yeah, bone totally. Other chicks on my way to the
really?
Down the aisle. Well, I don't know. I mean, what is the deal? Seems super childish to have a themed wedding, doesn't it?
No, people are into it.
Yeah,
it's
people
totally
like it.
Fine. Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Even Hooman with their his, wedding. I would get married on Halloween or New Year's Eve.
Right.
I mean, those are, you know, weirdly themed out already.
I guess this is the person you spend your life with. Of course you're on the same page, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would feel like if I tried to float a zombie wedding, my person would go, that is the dumbest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants a pretty traditional wedding?
I don't know. I don't know what she wants.
Did you guys just like stick with
it? Is that what you guys had? A traditional wedding?
Is that what you
had?
Yeah, yeah, when you guys
got married.
Eloped or whatever you did.
Brit, you are no help.
What?
Are you going to have a themed wedding, Bryn?
We're just focused on the baby right now.
Good job, you know? Buddy. Way to go.
Thanks.
Good answer.
How is it going?
Great. You know, it's funny because I can just sit there and stare at her all day.
Aww.
Best show on TV.
Yeah.
It is, right? It's so weird.
Is she reading yet? Can she talk?
No, I'm trying to get her to learn, but it's just not happening. Yeah.
You've been through this before. You know, she wakes up in about, I don't know, the 3 to 4
every
more
3
weeks.
Hours, yeah.
No, I mean, she wakes up as a little person and starts smiling at
all
you.
Right.
They're just not a lot of give back, those first. Yeah. It's a good thing, like, we're wired to love them because, man, they're not fun those first 6 weeks or so.
Sometimes it looks like she's staring at my eyes, but then I notice that she's looking behind me, like she's looking through me. Like, you're not even
looking
at me.
Through me. Oh. Baby. Anyway, so Beauty and the Beast themed wedding, I guess, you know, whatever people want.
Yeah, it's their thing. It seems really surprising to see grown-ups doing even the zombie thing. As much as I like zombies, I'd be all, really?
I guess if you want to, I don't know, sometimes people are just really into something together and they want to torture their families by making them put zombie costumes on. I was thinking, like, you know, when John and I got married, we were really into The Next Generation, the Star Trek. Like, we watched it all the time. We'd have these long conversations about
it.
Oh, my God. I think we were already together, but we bonded so hard over Next Gen that we were just, I just loved that show so much. And it would have been so, now that I look back on it, like, why didn't we have a Star Trek themed wedding? That would have been awesome.
Did you even think about it?
No. No, not at all. But I would have dressed up as Deanna Troi or, you know, Dr. Crusher or something.
I don't know who any of those
are.
Well,
I don't either. I've never watched it.
And it's so funny. We went back to watch it again. I was like, oh, I'm enjoying Star Trek Discovery so much right now on CBS All Access.
You have
which, by the way, shame. No more shame. We're Entercom now. That is not a paid for plug.
Never was, though.
No, it never was. I just really like Star Trek. Anyway, who cares? Star Trek, blah, blah, blah.
Someone says, where'd it go?
Well, wait, you forgot your thread. You went back to watch the old ones. And
they just weren't, they didn't hold up. Like, we watched the first 3 episodes and went, because we were going to rewatch Next Gen, which was our thing. And
it's stinks.
It's so crummy compared to the new one. Like, the effects are so
like,
dumb.
Cheesy.
And, it's still good, but it's, I wouldn't recommend someone go watch it now because you can watch any show on TV and see better effects.
408 says, Vinny would love a zombie-themed wedding because he could run away from it.
Oh, there you go, Vinny. Oh. You could chop off all the guest heads.
Drum hit for what was that?
408.
Drum hit for 408.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vinny?
So much stuff.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are happy to be here with you on this fine Friday morning. We hope you have a great Friday, a great weekend. We won't see you next week, so we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. All the stuff. Well, nothing but well wishes coming from us. This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo. We do a podcast in addition to this show. And it's called The Secret Show. And, you know, the people like the show. If they have a dirty mind, if you're under 18 or you're a prude, it's not a show for you. Although it's not always dirty. I mean, people write in with their bad advice questions, and sometimes it's, you know, about a work problem that they're having. And, you know, if you've ever thought, I got a problem and I would love to have five people who are completely nonpartisan, they're not invested in my life.
I'll tell you something, though. When it's not dirty, we do lose attention from some people in the room. Like, we talked to Tommy about drums yesterday, and Hooman was like, okay.
Yeah, Hooman was out.
Jeez.
But then something happened, and Hooman came running to the mic. There was some...
No, he was on the mic the whole time. I came in late. I had a meet with Rebecca, and then I came in late, and you guys were talking about something.
Non-sexy?
Non-sexy.
Well, we talked to Tommy about his... He's a...
Well, we talked...
And he was supposed to tell us...
He did. You
something.
Missed it. Early in the show, Vinny
did?
Started it off with, like, you know, tell us the groupie stories.
Yeah, because...
And he did deliver.
The ending story, I was like, oh, I was looking for something dirtier.
What was the end story? Yeah, right when we got bored with him, we're like, okay, I guess sexy time's over. Let's go ahead and do a bad advice. So anyway, The Secret Show is a totally separate, it's a podcast. Wherever podcasts are sold, you can also get it at RadioAlice.com, iTunes, you know, on the little purple symbol on your Apple phone. And we'd love it if you'd listen to it. It's great, but you do have to be over 18 and not easily offended.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time.
Yeah,
if you
want
to see how it's done, go to RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Right.
Good point, Vinny.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Well, it's official. It's on the front page of today's Chronicle. The Embarcadero is losing the name of Justin Herman Plaza.
Yeah.
All right.
San Francisco's Recreation and Parks Commission got together again a month later after they couldn't get it done last month. You remember?
I do.
The guy, let me get the guy's name.
But did they decide?
Yeah, the name's gone.
Yeah, but did they decide on new name or just Embarcadero Plaza?
They'll probably have more meetings on that stuff.
Right. Oh, I'm sure many people will nominate things like, for instance, the Sarah and Vinny Plaza.
Yeah. Or could it be something like someone can buy the sponsorship name or something?
Oh.
Well, if you can get somebody in the city to pay.
Salesforce Plaza.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you get some dough for that? Yeah.
Right.
They say here there was an unusual clerical error at the commission's October 19th meeting. This is when we were joking about it being it's like a homeowners association. I don't even know what my title is at my homeowners association.
I thought you were the secretary.
I thought I was too, but I don't know. I mean, the thing has changed with me not having known that it happened.
Oh. Did you miss a meeting?
I was vice president at one point,
now
I'm secretary.
Oh.
It's because no one wants to go to those damn things.
Right.
That's
Well, because, you know.
After a hard day's work, no one wants to go
happens.
Sit in a meeting.
Right.
You're the guy that brings the pizza, Vinny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
a good enticement.
This dude, I guess, he pulled a Hooman. He had another engagement and had to run off and hadn't locked in his vote, I guess. So this time, they did the full vote. The commission has ruled Justin Herman is not a good name to have in the city. I guess he was a controversial figure from back in the day.
He
removed some housing or something some low income housing
that just
completely displaced
right.
a lot of people.
Right.
Which was pretty controversial.
Oh, right.
As
and
usual,
they were saying it should be like a black activist or a black leader. So I guess Sarah and Vinny doesn't really fit.
Well, Sarah and Vinny are all about all the people.
That's true. We do try to be about everyone. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome.
Right. Welcome.
Yep.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Et cetera.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever used a men's restroom because the women's line was too long?
What do you think the answer is?
No,
the answer is yes.
Oh!
And I would say that I'd be surprised if the number of women who said no was more than 1%. Like, you do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like 1,000 times.
I have no problem.
Sometimes I'll even do that just, you know, even if the line's not that long, I go, I'm just going to.
And I'm like, sorry, guys. I just really need to go. Sorry.
Did you encounter trouble or did you find that most people were
most
polite?
Most men are accommodating.
Understood.
Yeah.
The line out there is awful.
Hotline spring.
Yeah. Mm.
And you? No trouble?
No, I've had no trouble.
Right. I do find, it seems, you won't see it in the news, that often men are friendly people.
Sure. Well, people are often friendly people.
Right.
Like, you know, and everybody has a wife, sister, mother, you know, and they get it. And you're not staring at their wiener and you're just trying to get to the stall. And
right. Men's bathrooms, here's how the story goes, are some of the grossest places
on
Earth.
Yes, they are. They always reek of urine.
Well, that's because, you know, we...
Guys splash, I guess.
Miss sometimes. I don't know, man. I don't know how it happens, but it happens in this building right here. There's no lines. There's no concert. Yeah. There's no beer counter then yet.
And you're all nice people.
Dude, someone out there is missing.
Yeah.
Right
it
at
just,
the foot
I think
of the
it
thing.
It just splashes and drips and... they smell like urine in a way that women's rooms don't as much.
Dudes, I can't speak for women, although women don't usually have shoelaces on their. But I check my shoelaces before I walk into a bathroom.
To make sure they don't drag through other people's pee.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, men's bathrooms are gross. Women's bathrooms, according to this story, are considerably less gross. Would you say that's true?
I would.
All right.
I mean, women's restrooms do get trashed at the, you know, at a bar, at a concert. I mean, for sure, the beginning of the night's way better than the end of the night. But there is some special funk that happens in a men's room that is, it's really a world apart.
It says here that, according to a new survey, half of women have seen a bathroom line at the women's door and say, bleep that and use the men's instead.
I'm surprised it's only half. I really am. I think maybe the other ones just don't want to admit it.
A survey also found that 86% of women say they've gone somewhere else other than in a bathroom.
Mm.
Bush.
Yeah.
Being the...
Behind a car.
The most popular other answer.
Yeah.
Gone in a bush.
Just wherever. You just go someplace dark and just get some relief.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to.
No, I understand. Well, you had that what was that thing called? The shiwi?
Shiwi, yes.
Shiwis?
I only use it the one time.
Oh, really?
It's, yeah, I just felt like by the time I, after
which
you,
is an apparatus.
It is.
Press
it's like
into
a little cup
yourself.
And it has like a funnel end. And so I can see why that you can pee standing up.
Right.
And for a girl, that is actually great. The problem is that afterward, it's a little device that's covered in pee. And... And now you have to put it somewhere so that you can wipe and pull up your pants and put your stuff back. And now you've got you have to re-pick up the pee-covered thing and open the door and walk out into the bathroom with the pee-covered thing. Like, it's clearly for outdoor use. And I saw that someone had come up with disposable ones.
Oh, really?
They were made out of a paper that would hold up through the use and then could be, I don't know if they could be flushed, but they could be put right into the trash. Like you would have.
That might work.
I'm seeing wee wee. Oh, wait. Is this
yeah, I found it at shiwi.com.
They
well.
Have a disposable one?
I think they do. Here's one with the plastic.
Yeah, forget the plastic one.
Like wee wee disposable or something?
Well, have you ever seen the, you know what they could do? Have you ever seen those straws that are made out of paper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're like a hard, yep. But they're paper.
Right. So they will decompose.
It could be used like that. Yeah, that could be something.
You couldn't flush that, though. And I think the problem is that people would
flush
stuff,
right.
Man.
There's
you know?
Clean Go Disposable, Travel John and Travel Jane.
Oh.
There is something. I don't think this is disposable, but it's called Go Girl Female Urination Device.
Oh, it seems to be a problem. If there's enough devices out there on the market.
Well, what would be lovely is if you were at an outdoor concert and those porta potties are from hell. They're
rank.
From they're literally it's the closest to hell you can get on Earth. You go in and you're just like, the last thing I want to do is freaking clean this bathroom up so that I can use it without. It's just awful. And to have a shiwi or something of that nature in that setting would be huge. But I don't want to carry this plastic thing that's now covered in pee with me.
It's your pee.
But it's on my hand now, and I, you know, you're going to drip it on your clothes. Like, it's just not what you want. So it would be great to have in a situation like that where you could drop it into a porta potty, a disposable would be great.
Yeah.
Someone needs to figure that all out. I'm sure they have, actually.
You don't find yourself too often in places where
No, not too often, but often enough that I.
Although you are going to Michael Franti's Rager tonight, I'm so surprised.
It's at the Fairmont.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's going to be a fancy pants thing. We like it's literally formal attire. Like it's on the website. It says rock and roll formal, which you know leeway. We've got we'll wear our leather pants.
Yes.
Because you two in matching leathers. Yeah. That is.
It's going to be super fun.
Should we wear our Team Sarah shirts?
I would totally wear my Team Sarah shirt if you would wear yours. Will you wear yours, Hooman?
I think I'm going to be in a suit. Oh. I feel like, you know, we're at the Fairmont. It's.
Are you bringing a date to the event tonight?
Zem. Zem's my date. My buddy's wife.
Oh, I get
where
to see her
Rachel?
2 days in a row. Yeah, where is Rachel?
She was at the screening.
Yes, she was.
Yes, she
She's
was.
On your Instagram Live.
She is. Yeah. That's only up until around noon, everybody, if you want to see Rachel.
She wouldn't like to enjoy the show tonight?
Well, it's a pricey ticket.
So you're saying she can't afford it?
Right. Well, I don't know. She might be busy. I mean, who knows? Who really knows?
My date is George tonight, guys.
Who's playing that? God, my arch enemy's on. Who put him on today? She got a baby to take care of.
You're bringing Georgie? That's great.
Yeah.
I love
I like
that
George.
Guy.
Yeah. I know. He's fun.
He'll be fun.
Boo.
Yay.
So nothing. All right, fine. I wanted to mention, I think I've got the number correct. It's the 120th big game tomorrow. That's Cal versus Stanford. This one's being played at Stanford. It's tomorrow at 5 p.m., everyone.
Well, I hope they get good weather for it.
Go Bears, right?
Oh, go Bears all the way.
Our kid goes to Cal, everyone. We have to vote for the Bears.
So sorry, Stanford. We love you too, but my loyalties lay with the Golden Bear.
But if you're going to Stanford and you flex the S, you got the world beat. I mean, you don't need our support.
Nope. Yeah. You're psyched.
Come on.
That's a good school.
Right. The Steelers won last night, and over the weekend on Sunday, the Pats will play the Raiders in Mexico City.
Yeah, that's interesting. That should be fun. Did you enjoy the angles on the game last night? I thought it was really neat.
I did enjoy it. I do think it's weird once the play takes off, you kind of want to see that side view. I like it from the start of the play because you're looking at the quarter. They changed the camera angle on the game last night, and they've done it a few times before, too.
But there was, for the most part, that was the angle they were using when the snap happened. So you could watch the pocket and see if it collapsed or not. And I loved that I could see the receivers fanning out and watch what his choices were. I thought it was really neat.
So many people are calling this a sort of the Madden view because it's like the video game Madden. When you play the football game, you drop back as a quarterback and you're looking down the field that way.
Right.
What I heard, I didn't know, and I heard this yesterday on ESPN is, they accidentally happened upon that. There was a fog that rolled in on a recent game, and they couldn't get the side view to show this. So
that was that Pats game where it was they couldn't see a
damn
thing.
They started using that camera and went, oh. And then suddenly it became a thing. Like someone
went, funny.
Oh, light bulb, duh. This is the way the video game looks. We should use this.
I thought it was really cool. And like, I'm not a giant, you know, I wouldn't turn football on my own, but I watch it because John's got it on. And I was like, this is neat. I really liked that perspective. To watch what he's up against and see the receivers at the same time was super fun. Really cool.
Well, you're going to see it more.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it was a success.
I liked it.
And the 49ers, you know, listen, it's been they need a day off. So they're taking Sunday off.
All right. Is their bye week?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Blake Shelton, and then I'm going to get into the other crappy news that, you know, all the sexual harassment stuff. Although maybe I'll throw a few more good stories on top of that just in the hopes that I don't get to it.
Do the stories, whatever.
Yeah. It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.